This is the Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage show by Mark Helm. Nothing Mark shares with you guarantees your success in the self-storage business. This is for informational purposes only. There are no calls to action, and nothing said or implied is a call for investment money into self-storage or any other asset class. You are responsible for your success in the self-storage business or any endeavor in life. Enjoy the show, and here is Mark Helm.
I'm in a partnership that's going to be closing on some self-storage facilities up in New England in the next month or so. And in the next week or two, I'm going to be getting together with a team up there to talk about putting some management structures in place for these storage projects. And I'm working through some spaces to prepare for that meeting. And given that these episodes are where I share out loud what I'm doing and learning about the self-storage industry, I thought this might be a good episode for the first quarter of 2026. So if you're putting a self-storage facility or your next one into service soon, let me share with you at least some of the spaces I'm going through. My name is Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses a lot of the training like this and some of the paid courses that I offer, all organized around the smaller self-storage investor in the self-storage space. You can find out more about it at Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage. Hit the store tab and look at some of the courses that are offered there. But we're going to be bringing online over 100,000 square feet in the next few months. And most of it is existing. There will be an expansion, literally a conversion in a building that we're doing. So we have new space that's going to be coming online as well as existing self-storage. So as I'm thinking about putting the management in place for this particular project, I thought I'd share with you how I'm preparing for my meeting with my team. The first and most important is the manager. I'm thinking about the manager. Now, even if you are remotely managing self-storage, I think it's important during the lease-up period, at least, to have someone who is available or close by that can meet at a moment's notice or a short notice with potential prospects, potential customers, to sell the space that you're going to be renting. Algorithms do not sell people. People sell people. People take action when they have an emotional chord hit. Algorithms do not hit emotional chords. Call me a dinosaur, but I'm a firm believer that people sell people. And if you're in the self-storage business, you are one, in the service industry, and two, you're in the sales business. So when thinking about a manager, you want to look for the traits in a manager that will reflect the culture or experience that you want your partners, your other staff, your customers, your vendors, everyone who interfaces with your storage business will experience the culture that you create, and we particularly want our managers to reflect that culture. So we look for certain traits in managers. Now, very often in a lease-up situation, the skill sets that the manager needs to have, in other words, to be able to sell, be trained to sell and interact comfortably with people, that might be slightly different skill set, although not usually, but it might be a different skill set that's needed to run a stabilized facility. This project that we're taking over has a lot of management changes that we're going to be putting into place, as well as new space coming online. We have a manager, someone in our inner circle, that we are going to be meeting up there, and we hope that it's a match for both of us. Our goal with this manager is that we would put him in place to oversee the transition into the culture that we want to create, as well as leasing up new space, then that person would replace himself with a new manager and then move on to the next project, either our project or a project he's doing on his own. I firmly believe that the right manager out of the gate is critical. Years ago, I did an episode on the managers, at least what we think are good traits in a manager. We introduced you to our managers. There's a link to that episode in the description. And if you're watching this on Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, there's a link in the text. And you can meet some of the managers that we have or have had in the past. The next space I'm going to be moving through with our partners and team to get the management ball rolling on these facilities is coming up with unique selling propositions, USPs. These will be the features that separate our facility from our competition within our trade area. I believe for smaller owners, especially smaller owners that are going to be competing in trade areas where there are larger players, designing and creating some USPs are absolutely critical. Now, a unique selling proposition can be many things, or it can be anything. It's something that separates you from your competition. In your marketing, which we'll talk about in a minute, what you want to do is distinguish yourself from your competition. And in many ways, you're educating the customer base in your trade area that one, storage is not a commodity, and two, that there is real value that your facility can offer over and above your competition in running storage and doing business with you. And one of the ways it starts is by identifying what's unique about your property in comparison to the others in your trade area. Unique selling proposition, USPs. Now, a USP can be anything. I've had it be 35-foot wide driveway.